T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Congressman Elijah Cummins died early this morning. WWJ's Beth Fisher reports live and local that Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is remembering him. Good morning, Beth.
Hey, Tom. Debbie Dingell says she lost a personal friend today, someone who was good friends with her late husband, former Congressman John Dingell, who just died earlier this year. She says Cummings had been ill this past year, but she just spoke to him last Friday, and he sounded strong as chair of the House Oversight Committee looking into the impeachment of President Donald Trump.
He was talking about the investigation, about how we had to follow the facts, that nobody was above the law. He was very focused. He was very determined. He understood the seriousness of the moment and was really one of the glues that was holding our caucus together in a very serious, focused manner.
Dingell says she will take today to celebrate the life of Cummings. She says Cummings took the high road when President Donald Trump was critical of his native Baltimore. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
A big meeting this morning as presidents of GM locals from around the country are in Detroit to go over the new proposed tentative agreement.
The union's GM Council will decide whether to give the deal their blessing and whether workers can return to their jobs right away or need to stay on the picket lines until ratification. After the meeting, we should learn details of the agreement. Bloomberg says it includes raises, lump sums, signing bonuses, and $9 billion in investments.
WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert will be covering the meeting, which begins this morning at 10:30. Even though there is a tentative deal, GM workers remain on the picket lines. WWJ's Charlie Langton is outside the Orion Assembly Plant this morning, joining us live with what's happening there. Still busy out there, Charlie?
Yeah, it is still busy. Kind of lively crew out there in front of the Orion Assembly Plant here. Usually the union workers are pretty readily wanting to talk to us, but today, tell me what you're going through today.
No comment.
No comment?
Nope,
no comment. Okay, well, I did find one, though. This is Malone of Detroit. Now, he works at Orion Assembly. Obviously, very pro-union.
Oh, yeah, the union rocks! The union's got... Yeah! Let's go, guys! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Let's get a tentative agreement! Yeah! See, there you go.
Okay, there we go. We don't have any details as to the tentative agreement as far as whether the workers will stay on strike. They seem to like the strike, I guess, but that remains to be seen. Obviously, a meeting today, as Jeff Gilbert was talking about, and that'll decide likely whether the picketers anyway will go to work or stay on strike during the ratification process. Reporting live here, Lake Orion, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, Charlie, a strike settlement can't come soon enough for some workers facing utility shutoffs and some other hardships as a result. WWJ's Mike Campbell is live and local with that part of our coverage. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Marie Andreen is a community services rep for the UAW, kind of like a social worker for union members who have been out on strike.
I have many members who are facing energy shutoff, DTE and consumers, and I have a couple going into emergency housing here soon. Eviction notices.
Yeah, she says a settlement would be good for these people, but that doesn't mean that their problems may be over. Think of things like child daycare. Once you get off the daycare list, you have to get back on a list, and in some cases, she says, it's a 2-year wait to get reassigned. And she says she has signed letters for people on strike saying they wanted out of their contracts for child care because they couldn't afford that, given their $275 a week strike pay. Now they have to get back on the list, and it may be a while before they get that child care again. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Raising money for after-school activities to the tune of $55 million a year. Here's WWJ's Jason Scott.
That's the goal of a new petition drive, a campaign titled Wayne Kids Win. Signatures are being collected now until the deadline of December 3rd to get a proposal onto the March 2020 ballot, which would then ask residents to pass a millage. It's meant to collect roughly $82 annually per household. Organizers say the after-school programs will then promote safety, improve math and reading skills, while helping to develop work readiness skills and providing recreation for Wayne County children and youth. Jason Scott, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.